The more you look at it, it really should be more of a toss-up. And I know, I think the Patriots favorite were like 3.
Yeah, it should be a toss-up.
It should be a toss-up.
This is called reality weekend. Reality sets in weekend.
Yeah, I would say reality weekend is the best way of describing it.
Here's the 11th play for the Patriots. And it's intercepted by Warner.
And I'm hearing a lot of what it could be. It's simple. I have to play better.
Now here's the deep, deep ball, and it's over the head of his receiver and picked off as Newton is intercepted for the second time in this half.
So guys can't get open. He can't throw. He can't hit them even if they are open.
Throwing a third pick. That one hurts right there. Picked off by Taylor.
It's been that kind of day, though, hasn't it? Just nothing feels like. I mean, they got a field goal, and it felt like it was a great drive.
What do you take away from where the Patriots are right now through 7 weeks of the season?
Well, they're really bad, Mike. I think Coach Belichick, he didn't do a great job of preparing his team.
Coach Belichick, the crafts like that, they're not feeling the team for us to go out there and play like that. So we got to improve, and we got to improve in a hurry.
It is reality today. I mean, reality is that this team is not really good, and it's not just based on yesterday's game, though. Yesterday was the worst of them all. But you take the last 3-4 games, and you clearly see it. I mentioned the Raiders game they won. They could have very easily lost that game if the Raiders didn't trip all over themselves. So this has been a weekly thing. The other takeaway now is you may have the worst starting quarterback in the National Football League. Mm. I don't know who's worth. I mean, Andy Dalton got hurt yesterday, so he's not a
who's
starting quarterback now, right?
Some Paisan DiNucci.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
DiNucci, I wouldn't be surprised if they bring Kellen Moore out of retirement or bring him up.
The thing about yesterday is that I was not surprised, and that's why I was saying it's going to be a reality check on Sunday because there is a quarterback issue. This is a roster issue. This team is not good, you know. And you do have still, you know, the greatest coach of all time. Okay, but you can't lose the amount of people you lost in the offseason. Through free agency, COVID, opt-outs, whatever, trades, you name it. And think, just because you're the Patriots and you're entitled to this winning thing, you know, that it's just going to continue because your whole life you've seen them win. So, all right, so maybe they won 12, 13, but they'll win 10. Why? Well, because they're the Patriots. Yeah, they got Bill still. And, you know, Tom wasn't great last year. And they're going to be just fine.
They got Cam Newton.
No, this roster is awful. Offensively, again, tell me exactly who's hurt, because this is the plan. This is, you know, your offensive line's in shambles, but all your wide receivers, your tight ends, your running backs.
Sony Michel's
out. Damian Harris is in, who, by the way, won the job in camp anyways before he got hurt. So you're not even injured. It's not like your top two wide receivers are down. This offense is awful. Not surprising at all. And the more film teams have on you, and they stop the run, and they stop Cam Newton running. It, like I said the other day, it's going to get worse. The best football's not ahead of them.
Well, you know,
it's
going to
get worse.
You said that they have the best coach in the league, and we said that maybe they'll win 2 games just with the coaching staff.
They already have.
Is it possible that Miami and the Raiders were the 2 game the coach won?
And you say it like the Raiders are kicking themselves right now because they, you know, you think about the way you felt after you lost to Denver. That's the way the Raiders are feeling after they lost to you.
Oh, they should have won that game.
They should have. They just picked a bad day to have a bad game.
Like when the Patriots were good. Let's just go back.
Third week in the season.
Yeah, like, I'm saying like last year, year before, early in the year, whatever. Let's just say 2-3 years ago.
3 years ago.
When they were good. And they would win ugly. And we would sit there for days and we'd be talking about how, yeah, they didn't look good. Defensively, they weren't good. Third down, they didn't run the ball. Whatever. We're just talking about how ugly that win was. Because that's what you did on Mondays when they won sometimes, right? It was an ugly win. Like, I feel like we're the city that, you know, the team that they lost to in an ugly win, they actually thought they accomplished something. You know, they're like, oh, we played the Patriots tough. Man, we only lost by like 7. And we're talking about how bad they played.
Well, that's Kansas City.
That's New England against Kansas City.
Yeah.
We're sitting there talking about how impressed we were with that loss against Kansas City. And they're sitting there saying, we better get our crap together. That was awful. Offensively, we sucked. Defensively, we couldn't stop the run. Like that was an awful game. Yeah, great. We got a couple turnovers because the quarterback sucks. But no quarterback's going to be as bad as Brian Hoyer. So we got to start playing better. Like, you're them now. You're actually celebrating because the team played bad against you. You think you played well.
Yeah, when they were talking about the new normal, I didn't know they were actually talking about the Patriots and their struggles and their issues. And so here's what I realized, that all hope was lost. First third down play in the game, Julian Edelman runs what you call it. It's either a return route or a jerk route. Jerk route, you have two options. It's like an option, but they call it a jerk route. Or it's a straight-up return route. You set him up. You act like you're going in, but you can't go in. You have to go out. I couldn't tell exactly which one it was, so I go either or. The reality is he couldn't get open. He can't get open. Like, he can't. The routes that were his bread and butter are non-existent anymore. Like, you want to talk about the downfield throws, whatever. What he was great at, what Wes Welker was great at, what David Givens, Deion Branch, Amendola, those short area routes where it's an easy throw, easily to identify, and it's bam, there it is. Don't even think about it. Watch him. Watch him the whole time. He wasn't double covered. They had a linebacker on him. Well, he can't get open, and Cam can't get him the ball. And then you just see all the other plays that they can't run. And then you're comparing it to what the San Francisco 49ers going, and I'm not feeling bad, or I'm not even mad or frustrated if I'm Cam Newton or if I'm Julian Edelman. The one who should be the most disappointed and uptight, sad, angry, name all the emotions, is Josh McDaniels. He can't run his offense. I mean, I can imagine him going into Bill's office and saying, what do you want me to, I can't call anything. Like, we used to have this rule, or the coaches used to have this rule, that if it wasn't successful on Friday, when you repped it for the last time, they threw the play out. God forbid it was one of your plays and some guy on the defense decided to be a defensive All-American and screwed it up. They would throw the play out. Because if you can't do it in practice, you can't do it in the games. So I think it's flipped. I think they are having success in practice, but it doesn't translate at all to the field. Like, you're telling me he's throwing these balls into the dirt in practice?
No. You're talking about injuries or whatever. The team you played yesterday was loaded with injuries. Two of their stalwarts up front defensively. They had both of their starting safeties were out of the game. Their will linebacker, Alexander, was out of the game. By the way, Fred Warner just destroyed Cam Newton in this game. I mean, he was spying him, shadowing him, doing whatever. He just destroyed him in this game. So they were the ones that had all of the injuries, including their starting running back. Didn't make a difference. Did not make a difference.
No. Ralph and Wilson Jr.?
So,
Jeff Wilson.
Yeah, Jeff Wilson Jr. So
his brother's Ralph.
I still think this is a serious roster issue, and I worry about the future. But even with that, this is different than what we saw last year. Because I would say that the weapons for Cam Newton this year are worse than what Brady had to work with last year. They're worse. But it's different. Like, Brady would hold the ball or throw the ball to a space and nobody would be there. And you're like, okay, that's miscommunication. I felt like a lot of us miscommunication. Did he make bad throws? Absolutely, he made bad throws at times. Not like this, though. Not at this rate. Like, there are guys, like, there is that first interception in N'Keal Harry. I don't know where he was throwing it. Like, he was throwing it into the ground 5 yards behind him, right to a defender. Like, Demir Bird, he one-hopped him one time. He overthrew him again, like, by 10 yards. Like, this is different than last year. Guys can't get open. They're not on the same page with Brady. He's throwing a ball away to avoid sacks and turnovers. This is Cam Newton seeing guys open and throwing one hoppers to him. So as bad as the weapons are, a bad combination because your quarterback can't throw the football right now either. Can't throw
also,
it.
There's also a big
looks
difference.
Looks like Altuve.
See, there's also, but
or
Brady
50
was
cent.
Brady was
yeah.
Getting the yips
Brady was
trying to throw the ball
year.
To first base.
Brady was much better last year than Cam Newton. So what Brady would do is he would eat the ball by throwing it out of bounds. Okay, he wouldn't take the sack. He would get rid of the ball that he'd live for the next down. What this guy's doing is he's getting sacked. He's throwing interceptions. Louis has two touchdowns and seven interceptions so far this season. That is a god-awful ratio. Terrible.
And so I don't know why. Maybe I need some therapy. Maybe you guys can help me out. I still, for some reason, am holding on to the idea that regardless what my eyes tell me, that for some reason there's something else going on and he's not this bad.
Exactly.
Thank you. I mean, I said I need a therapy. I mean, a good talking to. But because this is, like, he's not some rookie that's never, an undrafted rookie that has no experience whatsoever. We're talking about, and that's where the red flag goes up, that it's not making sense to me that, okay, I get that you can't throw the difficult routes. The challenging routes with a lot of side adjusts and, you know, crazy angles from the left side all the way to the other side to the field side. I understand that. Those are challenging. But the basic stuff, the stuff that, like, every single player, quarterback on your roster should be able to complete. And you don't just do it once. You do it twice, three times, four times, five times. Like, it just compounds. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
Because he's overthinking and you can't, everything.
So is that it? So you believe him?
I believe he's got the yips. Lou said that earlier, and I think he's right. I think that's exactly what it is. But I don't think this is anything new. If you go back and look at those last eight games in Carolina, he lost all eight games. There are a lot of games, when you look at some of the statistics there, that are very similar to what we're seeing this year. Again, interceptions, giving up the ball, making stupid mistakes. Same thing, guys.
Okay,
here's what he does well. He runs well as a quarterback. He's a running quarterback.
Okay,
but can they do that anymore?
I want to hear, because he was on Cam Newton was on this morning, and they were asking him, because he does look tentative, he looks nervous, and of course he's never going to admit it. But what is the real problem, Cam?
Nervous? No. Scared? Absolutely not. Thinking? Now that's something that I could probably finger point. But yet, there's no need to feel any type of way besides accepting all challenges, and I have to get better. I and I'm adamant about it.
I mean, if that's it, I honest to God, you need to treat him like one of these baseball players that just goes in a slump. Like, he can't hit anything. He can't see anything. You sit him down and just let him watch and just say no pressure, no nothing. I mean, I feel like that the Red Sox have done that to Jackie Bradley Jr., Benintendi. I mean, other guys have just that you feel are good hitters or have something good in them, and they say, you know what, we're forcing the issue. The more we try, the worse it gets. Just sit.
I mean, they have to look at him. Maybe, I don't know, but during the week, can you do that? I don't know. Take a couple days off. Don't throw a football.
But they're saying practice, practice, practice.
But they always talk about like the mechanics that he fixed. Like when you watch a game and the quarterback drops back and it's like right foot's in the back, left foot's in the front, and he's like popping around left and right. Right. I feel like he snaps the ball and his feet are still like shoulder width apart facing the defense, and he just sits there. When he sees a guy open, he tries to throw from there. You know what I mean? It's like his feet. He never steps and throws. A lot of times,
all arm.
It's all arm. And a lot of times, he's like his feet, like I said, it's like it's just like he's looking to steal a base. You know what I mean? And he throws from there. Not like the quarterbacks are like just left foot in front, step, throw the football to guys. You see it all the time with him. It's never the case. Talk about mechanically, it's like, I don't know if he got back into those bad habits or they thought that they fixed a few things, but it's bad. Because he's not accurate at all. As bad as his weapons are, it's still him.
But he hasn't been. He hasn't been over the years. He's never been a precise thrower. He's a guy that causes problems because he can run as a quarterback. He's big, burly guy. He's hard to bring down. So he presents problems for teams. But we've already seen, other than the Miami game, they can't run that type of offense. And they fall behind in these games in the first quarter in every one of these games. And suddenly your game plan goes out the window.
You know what? There's a reason why he was successful with big, tall weapons, receivers. Greg Olsen's, Kelvin Benjamin.
Guys that have to be precise.
Human erasers, Glenn.
Yep.
They just make up for your crappy throw. Like, you can just force the issue to Kelvin Benjamin. You can, and you say, what about Julio Jones? Would it be better? Yes, because Julio would say, just throw it, dude. Just throw it. I got you. Listen, and you can't overthrow me either.
Yeah, but he's 5 yards in front of receivers.
I know, but I would say that I would say aim big. Don't aim small. Like, aim big. Like, I feel like he's like throwing darts. It's like he's closing one eye. He's trying to throw these precise throws and he's aiming too much. Like just throw it. Just chuck it.
Well, the other thing, too, is he really has to wind up to make those throws. Do you telling me that works in trying to get Julian Edelman open?
Well, the problem is if you have a long windup, you have a big windup, the only way to make up for it is to anticipate it. Because if you wind up, that's a nonverbal cue that I get to break on the ball. You think these are the routes? These routes that the Patriots receivers are running, like Edelman. This is the first time they saw Edelman run a return route.
You know, and I know this morning he said he's not scared. He is. He's playing scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he is.
He is
too.
Playing afraid to make mistakes. He's not playing free. He's not playing confident. And you see it. Baseball, the same thing. You're afraid to, like, I don't want to expand the zone, so I'm not going to be aggressive. And it's a fastball down the middle, and you're late. You're afraid to make mistakes rather than afraid to succeed. And when you do think like that, you can't succeed. There's no, you don't have the freedom to succeed. Wow. He is absolutely like playing scared. He is afraid to make mistakes. And that's his biggest problem. He can say he's not scared all he wants, but he absolutely is.
All right, I'm wondering how much this is expanding to the rest of the team. Because when he first came here, everybody talked about his energy. It was contagious.
Yep.
And how good it was for the team and whatever. And good energy is when you're like that. And players were talking about that. Now when it goes in the other direction, and I think Lou's right, I think he is playing scared out there. And he's timid and probably knows that Belichick doesn't. The last thing we want is losing that ball. Ball security, it's important to us. And so now the energy has gone in the other direction. We're getting a different Cam, and everybody else seems to be playing the same way.
How could you have energy? Like, what part of this makes you want to party and dance?
No, that's the problem, though. He is, and they've said it before, in camp, practice, early in the year, games. You know, they're winning. They're playing better. He's their source of energy. Like, they feed off of that energy, and they're feeding off of his now.
Bad energy.
And it's bad. Like, you know what I mean? They're feeding off of his energy, and they're like, oh, no. Like, it's gone. That's what they looked like. Dare I say, you looked at the Patriots team yesterday, and they kind of quit.
Yeah, I think they looked like
that. They kind of quit.
Do you agree with that, Christian? I think Lou's right. I think they kind of looked
defense?
Like. Yes.
Yeah.
I think the whole team.
Oh, well,
I think the whole team
got their ass kicked.
Looked that way.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
Yes.
You're getting off. You're not getting off blocks. You're just kind of just hoping that the clock runs out, and you just kind of. You know, just figured out, you know, what's, you know, what the heck, or what am I fighting for? Now that's what it looks like. You know, when the back gets to the second level as many times as their back did, that shows me that nobody is fighting. So he says, okay, need more practice. My thing is like, use up all your padded practices in the next 3 weeks, because why are you holding on to them? Like, why are you holding on to your padded practices for November when by that point in time, it's going to be too late? So my thing is go full pads Wednesday and Thursday, old school. Use them up. You don't need padded practices in December. Use up all your padded practices. Get them all in now and get better in a hurry. Because no need to use them in November when nobody wants to hit anyways.
Mm.
And you're out of it.
Mm.
You're completely out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing with? Mm-hmm. What are we holding on to them for?
Mm.
I told you, and you almost get the feeling with Bill that he's almost resigned to what they have right now. Mm. I think they're going to go to Buffalo, and they're going to see if they can run the football against Buffalo, play a low-scoring game, run the ball, have Cam run the ball like 15 times. That is their best chance of winning.
Yeah, when it's 17-3 at half, you get Stidham in there.
That's when you
okay.
At 17-3 at half, you have a problem.
Yep.
And that's been the problem all along. All right, we get right back to your phone calls, your reaction. Unbelievable day in Foxborough. Could you imagine if there were fans there, what that would have sounded like yesterday? Oh, my God. Oh, those fans have been there. Think about it. For the last 20 years, they've never seen anything like that.
That'd be ballsy.
They booed Brady last year.
That'd be ballsy.
Yes,
the guy that controls the sound to actually hit the boo button.
Yeah,
the virtual fans booing them.
We got to make it real.
All right, 617-779-7937 right here on Patriots Monday in OMF.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter.
Yeah. It's OMF on WEEI.
Cam Newton has 2 weeks to show that he can be a lot better than he was this past week, or he gone.
Now here's the deep, deep ball, and it's over the head of his receiver and picked off.
It's like Cam Newton can't even read the defense.
Not only are they not moving the ball on offense, but they're beating themselves. I'm baffled to see this.
He's short hopping balls. He's not accurate. It's just awful.
It's all over. They need to trade him. They need to completely rebuild this team. It's time.
So guys can't get open. He can't throw. He can't hit them even if they are open. So this is a disaster right now in New England.
This team is a dumpster fire. The talent is absolutely ridiculous.
Were you surprised when Bill took you out of that game?
No. And I'm a realist. And the first thing I said to myself coming home, I said, you keep playing games like that, bro, and it's going to be a permanent change.
Bill, do you plan on having Cam Newton as your quarterback going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to give Stead a little experience here.
Cam Newton went here to revive his career. If he keeps playing like this, this will be where it ends.
So yesterday, that's what Belichick said. Absolutely, he's the starter. So we asked him an hour ago, Bill Belichick, why?
Yo, Coach, I know you said, I think it was yesterday or even this morning, I forget which day it was, that Cam is still your starting quarterback here on Sunday. So my question would be, you know, based on what you've seen the last three games that he's played, what makes you confident that he can fix it?
Well, I think he's our best player there, and there are other problems offensively, there are other things that we need to do, and that's what we're going to work on.
So,
the best player we got.
That's it. End of story, end of debate. No matter how bad it looks,
I think
he's still the
week.
Better alternative than this what week. You got on the bench.
This so, all subjects.
What the hell does that tell you about Stidham?
It tells you they have no confidence in him whatsoever.
Again, we've seen this guy, Cam Newton, play, and we can see him short-arming it and throwing it short and throwing it long and so inaccurate. Bill Belichick, you know, what do you think he sees when he watches film? Like, he watches a film of some of those plays. What do you think he's thinking when he turns it off? That guy's still better than Stidham? No, really. I mean, honestly.
You know what I think, Lou? I think he believes that if they can control a running game and keep the game low scoring, that he gives them an opportunity to win. Like they won the Miami game.
No, we're going
Glenn,
back to week
possibly,
one.
Right? You can't possibly think that after watching him play the last 3 weeks. He's been that bad. Like the whole thing of me saying that, you know, he's got 2 weeks to perform or he's going to be benched and Stidham will start against the Jets. And I gave him 2 weeks because I said there is no way after a week of practice he'll be as bad as he was against Denver.
He was worse.
And that's why he got benched in this game after three quarters. He was worse than he was in Denver. So I would sit there and say, this is like Jared Stidham. Like, there's no guarantee you were going to be able to sign Cam. He could have signed with Jacksonville. He could have signed with anybody over the summer. You were comfortable going in the year with Jared Stidham as your quarterback. And this guy's playing the way he's playing the last 3 weeks, and he's still the best player you have at that position? What do they think of Stidham? Do they like him? Do they even like him anymore?
I think he's going to get an opportunity, Lou. I think it's going to happen.
I think there's no question.
Yeah,
I would say
it's
going to
happen. You're going to find out.
I almost feel like I'm watching Cam Newton like I was talking about Brian Hoyer. Every single game I watch Cam Newton play is a waste of time. Just let me just see Stidham. Let us all just see Stidham. Can it be worse than what we saw here the last 2 or 3 weeks?
It'll be different.
Let's find out what you got. Maybe it's a bad 2 or 3 weeks and he gets better. You know, and you could say, okay, well, you're starting to see it. He gets better. Cam is at a bad 2 or 3 weeks. You think it's going to get better?
Well, no.
You kind of know what he is, right?
No, I don't. But I didn't think it was going to be this bad. But remember in the late spring, early summer, it was the video that he posted about, you ain't never seen this, Cam.
Yeah.
Damn right. I don't ever want to see it again. Is this the Cam he was talking about? Motivated Cam? Confident Cam? This guy is broken. He is broken, and he's trying his best to hide it, and it's not working because the product is so glaringly obvious that he has no clue what he's doing, that he has no confidence in where the ball is going. He doesn't know where it's going. He has no idea how to throw it. I think he's just – I feel like, you know, remember the movie Tin Cup? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got the – what should I do? Okay, take a change and put it – okay, untie one shoelace. Okay, put your hat on backwards.
Come on, hurry up and do it.
I still can't hit the ball. Like, here's what he needs, and I'll tell you what he needs. From anyone who's had the yips, anyone who's struggled after being really good at something, you just need one good throw. Just one throw. That's it. That's it. And then when Josh McDaniels sees it, then he needs to kind of turn it up a little bit. And he needs to start calling those easy, completable plays, the short, intermediate routes. Your tight ends, he so desperately needs a tight end. They are so doing him a disservice by not creating opportunities for the tight ends. To me, that is my binky if I'm a quarterback. That is my easy reception, big body, obvious mismatch as far as size goes. At least that's most tight ends have a mismatch against the smaller linebackers that are today, especially a safety. But yet, I can't get it. So he is lost out there. Because nothing resembles what he's used to.
I don't see it getting better, first of all, because he
doesn't. Well, if it's personnel, then it isn't.
No, he doesn't at the skill position. He doesn't have great players. He doesn't have good players right now. So how is he going to break out of it? Where is he going to get confidence? Who is going to give him confidence? And I've got to tell you, it's wonderful that he's up front.
Come from within.
He's up front and he's honest with us every week. And
yeah,
he says,
I like
I sucked. I'm terrible. I got to get better. I think it's wonderful that he's sitting there saying, you know, I don't point fingers. I point thumbs. All of that is good. I'm sick of hearing it. Because it's his performance is not getting any better. I'm getting the same rhetoric every single way. Yeah, I suck again. Yeah, I'm
but that's
awful
still better
again.
That's still better than David Price saying, "I thought I threw the ball well." You know,
yeah, I agree. And we like Chris Sale more than we like David Price. But after a while with Chris Sale, come on, you got to perform.
I really like Cam Newton. You know, I love listening to his interviews. I think he's got a good grasp of just everything. Like balance. I like everything about him, except that when he gets in the field and plays quarterback.
That's a problem, Lou, because that's what he's paid for.
I know, but I like him. I want him to go out and succeed. It was so much fun watching
him
against Miami and against Seattle. It's like, oh, you know what? I don't think they're going to be good, but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this guy play. And I think a lot of people felt like that. And then, you know, Raiders rather happened, and you were just sort of like, eh, well, they won the game. They ran the ball well. One bad game. What can you do? Denver was atrocious. Well, you missed 2 weeks, COVID, And then this game was worse. Like, I don't see it turning around. Based on what?
You know what? Based on what needs to happen on Sunday. It's not going to be. I don't think it can be gradual. Gradual means you got six wins. It needs to be drastic. And that's just not realistic. They didn't have it to begin with. So how are they suddenly just going to flip the switch and be good? Tennessee can flip the switch and be good.
Yeah, so in Buffalo, they're all worked up because after getting off to this great start and in the MVP conversation, Josh Allen now has them 1-2 in the month of October, 63% completion percentage, and he's got 4 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. We would die for that right now.
Yeah.
We would die for that.
I would die for some reckless abandon, just some quarterback just trying to lateral to himself.
Right. So they're worked up about Josh Allen. The one thing you get going for you is Buffalo may be an inflated 5-2 team. They're just not that good.
Well, they are. They've got some good wins. You know, and I know I know the Jets a couple times, but the Rams and Raiders, listen, I'm sorry, but those are decent wins right now. They lost to the Titans and the Chiefs. They are what you hoped you were. You know, I think that they'll win the games that they should. And even as ugly as that game was against the Jets, and it was ugly, it was still a W. You know, so they just keep moving forward, and they'll beat you, and they'll go to 6-2. You know, then it's Seattle, Arizona, so whatever. But they're good enough to beat the teams they should.
Is it possible we could get a 15-12 game this week with all field goals? I mean, be similar to the Denver
game?
Can't wait. Is that possible? We can do that? All right, to the phone calls we go. Here's Blake in Holden. Hey, Blake.
Hey, guys, so I'm calling in to tell you that I want the Patriots to be buyers at the deadline. I'm willing to give up a second or third. I'm willing for the Patriots to give up a second or third round pick for someone like Will Fuller, Kenny Galladay, John Ross.
What does it do for him, Blake?
Galladay ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. And Will Fuller's hurt all the time.
Yeah, I'm just curious. What makes you think this team's worth investing in and giving up future assets to try to improve this team for what?
Because we still have a chance to get hot and get like 9-10 wins and the Bills puke on themselves because they're the Bills and we win the division. Based on what? Based on what? They're the Bills. They've been doing it for 50 years now?
Yeah, but I know, but you're basing it.
What does it mean, though? Even if you win the division. You won the division last year. You played the first game.
You really want to throw this season away, not even try? If that's what you want?
I think they're going through a transition. They're going through a rebuilding period. But you're not going to screw up anything for the future by going out and trying to give up draft picks and get
Bill's
players
trade
for this
these
year.
Anyway.
Blake.
Bill's going to trade these picks anyway.
Blake, let me ask you a question. You got a football team here that lost, 16, 17 guys off of their roster. In the offseason, they picked up Bo Allen. They have about $25, $30 million still under the cap. And you tell me who's throwing the season away, us, or did they do it with this personnel? Have you looked in the field? Did they bring in a tight end? Did they bring in a veteran wide receiver? What do you think is going on? He just can't say it. It's an obvious rebuild, okay? So he's saying that we want to throw the year away. What do you I feel like they did. Absolutely. And it happens. It happens. They'll never admit it.
It's not too late to try and get it back.
Yeah, it is. They're not going
to
try to get it.
In the middle of it, it goes haywire. Okay, you're rebuilding. You're losing games. And so in the middle of it, you're going to sit there and say, I know it's going bad now, but let's go and get a couple players. Maybe we can turn this thing around.
What does this team do well? Should we say defense?
I thought they defended the pass well. I thought their secondary was pretty good.
Okay, but like we've seen, like we said early in the year, when your front seven is what it is, teams will be able to run all over you. Your secondary is very good. Right. And what has happened the last 2 weeks? Right. Reality has set in.
Yep.
You cannot stop the run. Your ends are situational pass rushers. They don't set the edge. They get run through. They get run over. Which is what happened the last 2 weeks. You could say like, Oakland, the Raiders, whatever you want to call them. There should have been so much more Josh Jacobs. You look back at that game, it's like, good God, man. If you played them next week, you'd get run through.
Well, look at the penalties in the first half. They should have been up 21 to nothing.
This team is not worthy of investing in.
So let's go back to what Lombardi said with Cam Newton, because he was one of those that was jumping all over the Wiggy bandwagon and said they should go give him an extension right now. So why would Lombardi say that? The only thing I can think of is that maybe Bill thought that because of the athletic ability of Cam Newton, you bring him in here, you're in a rebuilding period anyway, you're not paying him anything, and maybe he comes in here and he can win a few more games than you normally would win anyway if you had Stidham or you had Hoyer. And it's just not happening. So what do you do at that point? It is not happening.
No. And I think everyone was just kind of excited with the idea of what could be. Wow.
Because he had a name. Like, it was a marquee value.
Whoa, your guy left you. Remember how it started? Your guy left you, and he had a terrible first performance. The guy that you replaced him with, had a great game, and you won. And you said, wow, we're just scratching the surface, man. This is going to get good. So you kind of got, caught up in the hysteria that existed. And then, listen, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it, and I thought they were going to get exposed against the Raiders. They did, yet the Raiders got in their own way. The Raiders got in their way. So their own way, because they couldn't think and do anything without, tripping over their own feet.
Has Wiggy changed his extension demands now? Is he?
Actually, he dropped it. I heard him today. He wants to give him $20 million now.
Oh, that's it?
I hate to
say it. Not 30, but he still wants to give him $20
million. I hate to say it. At $5.5 million, it might be a stretch right now. And that's what they're going to pay him.
He's Michael barely is worth the million they're giving him.
Michael is in Lynn. Michael. What are you doing, Michael? All right, Michael's
gone. Michael, put him on
hold. Let's go to Paulie in the truck. Paulie.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, Glenn, where is Danny and Quincy when we need them? We need them most. We're going to win 8 in a row and get right back in the race. I can hear him now. It's what he must have been saying, screaming at the TV yesterday. But I got a theory here, okay, from usually what I'm seeing, what's right there in front of us all. I think the team played well as a team. Christian, you said he started slipping a bit against the Raiders, but they still played pretty well. He played. I don't remember him doing anything terrible. He can still stick the ball in there too. By the way, he fired a couple in there.
Nice. Talking about Cam
Myers.
Newton.
Yeah, who are we talking about?
What quarterback are you talking about?
Newton. But here's what I'm getting to.
It's not Newton. You get the wrong guy.
I thought they as a team. I thought they played well the first few games, the first four games. Went to Kansas City. I thought they played. They almost beat Seattle. They beat. They won two games. You know, they were playing as a team. Then the coach decided he was going to manipulate the COVID situation with the league, and get the game with Denver postponed until next week to get his quarterback on the field. I mean, that created a disconnect and caused them to lose the momentum right there, which they've never haven't recovered yet. I mean, what happened to forging ahead with the next man up? And the team was playing well.
Hold on. You really believe You really believe that by changing the dates, which they had to do that.
What I see, that's what happened. They were playing well. He called the moratorium on the season. He called a halt. They came back. They were flat as a board, cold as ice. We haven't seen the same team since.
What are you talking about? They actually played, other than the quarterback.
We know it came from him.
Thanks, buddy.
We know he manipulated the league because Tennessee moved forward. We lost a 22.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Right. Number one, the league canceled that game, not the Patriots. I mean, you want to give them all the credit in the world. Like Ben Volen said, they're the ones creating protocol. No, the league did. Tennessee already had a game canceled. They played because they didn't have a case like the Patriots did on Sunday. So you want to blame COVID, the breakup, and that's why.
I have no idea.
I think they've been exposed. I think they're easily to defend. The more film on this offense, the easier it is to defend because they can't move the football. They can't move the football throwing the football. They have to run it. And if you stop the run, there's nothing to do. They can't do it. Even if Cam was accurate, I don't think they would do it consistently enough. And they're just too easy to defend. It ain't going to get any better. It's not like they got guys coming back that are hurt. And, once we get him back, you get Sony Michel back. Great. Damian Harris is a better running back anyways.
So I apologize in the first couple of weeks when I mentioned the fact that you can't run Cam Newton 15 times each game. The only chance you have of winning is probably to run Cam Newton 15 times and for the other team not to actually figure out what the hell you're doing. Because once you have to throw the football, you're in trouble. Last hour was brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and Dedham, next to Legacy Place. And this hour has been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep, Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days. You can get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today. An ESPN talking head made an admission today that is shocking the sports world. And we have it for you next.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Last Call.
And I'm thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a fucking end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Great time to clean out that garage. Donate that old car to Cars for Kids. Now offering contact-free pickup. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or online at carsforkids.org. Before we do this last call, I want to call out, this is totally fraudulent. Yeah. I mean, Cliff, Max Kellerman. I mean, 5 years ago, he said that Tom Brady had fallen off the cliff. That was 5 years ago now. And so today, apparently, he goes on TV. Didn't do this last week after they beat up Green Bay. Certainly didn't do it the week before when they lost the game. But after beating Green Bay last week in an impressive win and then beating the Raiders this week, this is what Max Kellerman said on TV.
He's defied the odds. And everyone who said, no, of course, Tom Brady will do it, were the same people telling me Brett Favre was going to do it and Peyton Manning was going to do it. When you do something exceptional, if you are taking away the odds against it, you're actually taking credit away from the player. The fact that no one had done it until Tom Brady seemed to suggest that he also wouldn't do it. The fact that he's done it adds to his legacy as the greatest of all time, which, by the way, I thought he was the greatest of all time for over 10 years, like 5 years before I made the prediction. But I can't deny the way he's playing. It's not just that he has weapons. He looks really good using them.
Max has conceded, even though he won't say it, that he's wrong. He's going to use Ivy League words.
Like the Fonz before me.
Did you say it?
I will say I was I was That's all that comes out.
Just say it.
Let's go, Max.
Say, I was wrong. Tom Brady never fell off a cliff. Please do it.
I was wrong. Tom Brady never fell off a cliff.
Good job.
Wow.
It feels really good. And by the way, he's a liar because 5 years ago he claims that he was saying Brady was the greatest of all time. I remember us talking about this. He said at the time that Aaron Rodgers was the greatest. That's what
he took a shot. You know, he just got on that show and the first day on, they're like, hey, say something bold. He's like, I got it.
You know what the amazing thing is? Like when he said that he's going to fall off the cliff, we all sat there and said, you know, about 5 years, he's going to be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Eventually.
Right? I mean, eventually this guy's going to be right. Like 5 years from now, he's going to be right.
If you say it every year, eventually, yeah, maybe.
We're 5 years?
He'll play another 3 years. He'll still be great. Hi, Mutt.
He looked pretty good yesterday, didn't he?
Oh, no.
I still think it's Russ.
Yeah, it's Russ.
I think he's in the race now.
I think he's,
now
in the race.
He's in the conversation.
18-4.
I think he took the Josh Allen place in the
So they kicked Josh Allen out.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, man, you don't belong here. Who let you in?
Big Josh Allen week for you, for it. Your guy. You've been ripping him
for years. Yeah, I know. He's starting to, you know, be who I thought he was going to be, which is not an MVP, which is a crappy quarterback. But we'll see what happens. I feel like the real Josh Allen will step up. And he'll throw three picks, and the Patriots will end up winning.
Well,
that's the only way they're going to win.
I'm sure they'll come up at some point this week. We'll talk to Matthew Slater tonight on our show, Patriots Monday, with Matthew Slater, Andy Hart. And we got to figure this out. So Lou came on Mutt at night. He lost against me head-to-head in gambling.
I did.
No surprise there.
So what does he have to do, Mutt?
He has to sing. Like, we're going to make him sing a song that 40 gets to pick.
Ooh.
Live on the air, like a Lou Merlonioki, we'll call it here.
So can we do that tomorrow?
That's too easy.
On the crossover tomorrow?
Before you get to pick out the song.
Okay, Christian, pick out a good song.
I got
you. No, pick out a bad song.
I got
you.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. A good song is a bad song, Glenn.
You can pick it yourself. You can crowdsource it on social media. But the reward for the audience is they get to hear Lou sing tomorrow at this time, 5:50 here on the OMF.
Get some music. This will be good.
Hey, jing-a-ding-jing.
Yeah.
It's Belichick, the donkey. Jing-a-ding-jing.
Sing that song.
The Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, baby. All right, you're
welcome. We'll do that tomorrow. Monday night is coming up next.
No.
We're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. More misery tomorrow afternoon. See you then, fellas. Good night, everyone. Stay safe.